Welcome to Entrepreneurs, the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I have one of my mentors from afar. I consider him a friend as well. I just enjoy everything he's ever written and talked about. He seems to be living up to a title that we call him. He's the futurist, a technologist, Peter Diamantis. Welcome to the Playbook.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, loving the podcast, Moonshots, with you, Peter Diamantis, but it's your new book that seems to really excite me because there's so much action in the longevity space. And, you know, a lot of our friends are playing around with it. You got Brian taking his kids' stem cells. And of course, Dr. Joe's been doing his gig for so long. And then you have all of these people retiring from their medical practices to speak around the world, write books about longevity. You seem to have been able to capture a more simple approach that the everyday person like myself can understand. At its core, we want to slow down aging. We want to stop aging if possible, or even reverse aging. And what a lot of people don't talk about, and you do, as you kind of have designed this book for the health span revolution, is a lot of them ignore one part. You know, it's one thing to live a long time, but it's another thing to live well.
David, you said it. We're in the midst of a health span revolution, and people need to understand that if you love life, if you're enjoying your life, if you want to see extra decades, that is within reach. All of us have a number in mind, some number where we expect we're going to live until that. Maybe your, you know, how long your lifespan will be came from when your folks lived or your grandparents lived or something you read about or something you heard. And that number doesn't need to be your limit because we're changing the game. And we're changing the game with a lot of advanced technology coming our way. AI in particular is going to transform it, right? You're a collection of 40 trillion human cells. Every cell is running a billion calculations or a billion chemical reactions per second. And there's no way for any human to understand this, but AI is and will. We're seeing Nobel Prizes being awarded in this area. And your goal is to be in the best health possible over this next 5 to 10 years, because at the end of that 5 to 10 years, we're going to see these technologies entering affordably into everyday life. And you want to do what you can to intercept those technologies, which will add decades onto your life. And so that's my goal here, right? I wrote this book, David, called Longevity Guidebook, How to Slow, Stop, and Reverse Aging and Not Die from Something Stupid. I'm 63 years old. I'm in the best health I've ever been by the numbers and how I feel. I run circles around my teams that are in their 20s and 30s. And at the end of the day, I think it's the most exciting time ever to be alive. And I want to see as much of it as I can. And so I broke it down in, I think, very simple ways. Like, these are the things you can do right now. And then this is what's coming. Should we jump into that?
Yeah, I would love that, because I do utilize a concierge doctor. I have an optimal health system that analyzes my cells and specifically utilizing nutrition and supplements in order to facilitate stronger cells, which I have renamed, by the way, which I want to start with. Our cells are ourselves.
I like that.
It seems to amplify directly. So let's start at the cellular level. I imagine taking blood or there's things that we can do right away to identify disease and put ourselves at ease.
Yeah. So one of the things that people need to understand is, if I were to ask you, is there anything going on inside your body you need to know about right now? Most of us are optimists and we have no true idea of what's going on in our bodies. Our bodies are incredibly good at hiding disease. The numbers are incredible. 70% of people have a heart attack, had no precedent, no shortness of breath, no pain, even nothing on a calcium scan. And I've had friends die in their sleep. Many people listening probably have had that. And it turns out that it's soft plaque in the coronary arteries, the arteries that feed the muscle of the heart. The soft plaque can evulse, can break off in the middle of the night and give you a heart attack, and half the people don't wake up. So there's new technology. There is a CT scan with an AI overlay we use at Fountain Life called Clearly In fact, the Fountain Life, which is one of my companies I'm chairman of, I have a whole chapter in the book about this. We do these incredible diagnostic uploads. In about 4 hours, we upload you a full body MRI, brain MRI, brain vasculature, coronary CT, DEXA scan, full genomics, retinal scan, skin, metabolomics, all of that. It's 200 gigabytes of data that our AI, it's a functional medicine AI system, is able to analyze all of this multi-omics data to answer two questions for you. Is there anything going on in your body right now you need to know about? All right. I mean, really important question. And then if there isn't, fantastic. What's likely to happen to you in the future and how do we optimize you? And what we find is that 2% of people have cancer they don't know about. They think they're fine. 2.5% have an aneurysm. 14.4% have either cardiovascular, neurodegenerative, metabolic disease. And again, our body's really great at hiding disease until you look. And people go, well, I don't want to know. I'm saying, you're going to find out. Do you want to find out now? We can do something about it, or later when it's too late. So that's Fountain Life. You can find more information at fountainlife.com. And it's the first part of not driving blind. But then there are things you can do right now which are effectively free. And those things come into the realm of diet, what you eat, what you let into your body, sleep, exercise, and mindset. For me, those are the four fundamentals that are so critically important.
And I suggest that people create mentorship in those areas. People think I'm insane because I'm 17 years into having a sleep coach. Mm. And I joke around. I wanted to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Genetically probably wasn't going to happen for me as I represented those guys at Lee Steinberg, but I shifted my perspective. I truly want to be in the Hall of Fame asleep because I think it's the easiest way to get an advantage in my longevity in my life, because it's a third of my life and nobody's paying attention to sleep. And I'm like you, the kids who work for me cannot keep up with me. And they say, how do you have so much energy? I said, I have as much energy as you. I'm connected to the same source. I just learned to not interfere with it anymore. and so I want to hit on sleep real quickly.
Yeah, of course.
Most people ignore a third of their life.
I agree. Sleep is the foundation upon which your health and longevity is based. You know, we evolved on the savannas of Africa 100, 200, 300,000 years ago. And if we had been able to evolve to sleep less, we would have. You know, when you're sleeping, you're not productive, you're not reproductive, you're not defending yourself against predators. And why do we spend that much time? Well, there's a, you know, I do a deep dive into sleep, in particular, the physiology, why it's important, but what you can do. You know, we need 8 hours of sleep. My goal every night is 8 hours of sleep. I'll get 7 on occasion, and I'm reasonably happy. When I was in medical school, I used to say I'll sleep when I'm dead, right? It was I was proud. I would be like, I'll get five and a half hours and I'll squeeze it out. Well, that will kill you. And the science is very clear about that. So you're right to want to be in the Sleep Hall of Fame. It is what enables you to have cognitive clarity. It's when your body repairs. It's when your immune system is able to become fully operationalized. All these things are critical. So, you know, getting 8 hours of sleep begins for me by my wind down period the night before, which starts around 8:30. You know, the lights come down. I am maybe listening to a book on tape. I'm not watching TV. I'm not on my computer. And then I want to be asleep by 9:30. Why? Because my brain wakes up at 5:30. And if I go to sleep at 11 and wake up at 5:30, well, guess what? I just got, you know, much less sleep. And so it all begins the night before. I wear an Oura ring, not because it helps me go to sleep, but it makes me feel guilty in the morning when I look at the numbers and say, oh my God, I missed my number. And so sleep is, and there's a whole bunch of how do you get a good night's sleep in detail. The entire, you know, longevity guidebook is written as a, here's the science and here's how to implement it. Here's what the experts in the field say, and this is what I do and why. So for me, that's really important.
And it's always been important for you to be able to communicate that so well, which is why I love your content and love the books that you've written. I believe also sleep leads to the second area that a lot of people don't focus in on, that singularity of focus, the control of impulses, part of our mindset.
Yeah.
And you touched on it briefly, that sleep does impact our mindset. Mindset has so much to do with performance, but also with healing and immunity. And I've seen incredible things around the world with the mind itself. What are some of the things you touch on in the longevity guidebook?
Let me hit that, because I think mindset is one of the most underappreciated and most important elements. So first of all, when I wake up in the morning, before I do anything else, I will do a gratitude practice. It's the last thing I do at night. At night, when I go to sleep, I think about what are the three things I'm most grateful for from the day. They usually happen to be my kids. I have two 13-year-old boys. It's not the business deal I made. It's, you know, that moment where they said, "Love you, Dad," or that connection connects me back. But in the morning, I'm like, I'm grateful to be alive, to have my mission, to be able to have the impact I have, and just get excited for the day ahead. You know, there is a quote I want to read you from the book here, and it's really important for people to hear this. It says, in a study of 69,744 women and 1,429 men, this is a study with many more women than men, one of the few, published in the prestigious journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. You don't get higher than that. It was found that optimistic people live as much as 15% longer than pessimists. I love it, right? There's this double dividend you get from being an optimist. And I think that's really important to have this sense that we are alive in this extraordinary time, that there's increasing abundance in the world. The way we get an abundance of time is by living longer. I like to say, you know, life is short until you extend it. But mindset is so important. We all know of people who, close married couple, someone dies, the husband or the wife dies, and then a couple weeks later, the other spouse dies, right? One of my friends, Dan Sullivan, says, you need to make sure that your future is bigger than your past. I love that.
Yeah, I do too. I have an interesting thing to finish up with as we move from mindset. So Diane Cannon and I, she's 87 years old, wears 4-inch needle heels, is in better shape and see-through belly shirts. She's on her way to a very long life and a healthy long life. And I told her, you know, I was born on January 11th. I want to live to 111. And she started to be, you know, kind of sad. And I said, what's the matter? She goes, why are you limiting yourself? She goes, what if technology makes it so you can live 1,000 years and you have manifested 111 and
I love that
yourself out of 889 years. And that changed my life at that time. She's been a mentor of mine for so many years because of her optimism and practices. I want to finish with one of the things that I find most valuable about the way you communicate is you make everything easy. Yeah. And I have a saying from my own coaching and working with so many different entrepreneurs, athletes, billionaires, millionaires, the simple things to do, the easy things to do are easy not to do. And you reflected on, you know, 20% of the people will find out what's the matter with them. That's not necessarily helping people get tested because they don't want to know. Or it's very difficult to say thank you before I go to bed and when I wake up. Not that it's not simple and free and takes 0.1 seconds, but human nature is something that resists consistency, and consistency has to be a part of your longevity plan, even if it's simple, laid out in a guidebook, a roadmap that you provide, and you're so great at communicating it. How can we get past the biggest obstacle, which is the simple things to do are simple not to do?
Yeah. You know, for me, I added an entire chapter on routines, on habits into this book, because in the last 10 years, right, where I really paid attention to longevity, both as a business, I have a $600 million venture fund in this, launched a $101 million HealthSpan X Prize. We have 500 teams working to try and extend your health span at, you know, 20 years. And what I find most impactful is routines. It's a routine or a habit is how you don't negotiate yourself in the morning. I am someone who gets up at 6 a.m. or 5:30 and I'm in the gym at 6. That is who I am. I'm someone who does not eat sugar. I'm someone who strives for 8 hours of sleep. So creating routines that create a self-identity for yourself. And I lay out my routines and other individuals' routines, and it's making small incremental steps. It's one thing at a time. It might be that tonight at dinner, you drink a glass of water before you sit down. You take a deep breath in and out to put yourself in a parasympathetic mode. And then you eat your vegetables first, your fiber to slow your digestive, your protein next, and then your carbs last. That small change will make a huge change in your physiology. You know, my goal is to get a million people to take control of their health. And as that, you know, this book, if you go to longevityguidebook.com, you can get the book at cost, which is half of what you'll get it on Amazon. And any profits I make are being donated to the XPRIZE. I don't need the money. I'm on a mission to have people understand their power they have to, you know, to extend their health span, to feel great, right? We want to feel great when we're 80, when we're 90. And this idea of a longevity escape velocity, there's going to be a moment in time where for every year you're alive, science is extending your life for more than a year. And your friend is right. Don't limit yourself to 111.
Yeah, absolutely. And whether you're listening to Moonshots, reading the books of Peter Diamandis, you're going to find that these simple things are articulated in a quantitative way to make it easy. Just that simple piece of advice of having an unwinding routine, something that I practice, as well as having these non-negotiable behaviors, these non-negotiable that are regardless of the circumstances of the day. And I tell people, it doesn't have to be all day long. If you have your 8 hours of sleep, you can actually have about 2 hours of non-negotiable behavior, and you have 14 hours to negotiate the rest of your priorities according to the circumstances.
Exactly.
But you can't allow that. 10 hours is non-circumstantial, and you need to be able to do this. But you need a guide. You need a Sherpa. And this book, hold it up one more time for
you. Yeah, there you go.
The guidebook, the longevity guidebook, is an easy way. It's a roadmap to get these simple little things that, you know, being an optimist, 15%, drinking water before you eat in the order that you eat your food and taking a breath. There may be another 10%. Pretty soon you've extended your life 50%. And you not only, it's the quality of life that he helps us with, not just the quantity.
I want to end with that point, because the average lifespan in the United States is now around 79. But the average health span is 63, which means we're spending the last 16 years of our life in poor health. It doesn't have to be that way. So you can take control of your health span, extend your health so you're vital, you have energy, you love life. The last thing you want to do is retire when you're having fun. You're at the top of your game. All right.
Absolutely. If you're healthy, you get as many wishes as you want. If you're unhealthy, you only will have one wish. Let my friend Peter Diamandis give you those wishes. Read the book. Go ahead, follow him. Listen to the podcast. I promise you, all the different behaviors that lead us to a place that we want to be or better with our health, the number one priority in my life. And I appreciate and have appreciated even before this book, all the great content and lessons that I've learned from Peter Diamandis. Thank you so much. Please promise me that we'll get together. I'm the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute. I want to institute some of your content into the Napoleon Hill Institute as well. So we'll be reaching out, Peter.
All right, David. Thank you so much. And I would love to see you soon. Yeah, all right. Give you a big hug. I'm a hugger.
I appreciate that. That'll make you live longer too. I know that. So we have the amazing Peter Diamandis here with me, David Meltzer, with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.